Welcome to the what is it again? The Agony Hour, Agony Ant. What I don't even know what the show's called. It doesn't need a title.
Agony.
It's got an agony.
I casually refer to it as agony. Got to do agony
This, I
later.
mean, this first 20 seconds was agony enough. With me is Rob Gutman, Paul Cope, and Neil Atkinson. As usual, we are going to mull over your issues, your trivial, heavy, whatever they are, issues, and give some advice on the premise that we're not really asked. So,
or qualified in any way, shape, or form.
We genuinely couldn't give a monkey's.
No.
So, because if we did, we probably wouldn't have it on here. I mean, I don't know, is that fair? Is that fair, Neil?
I mean, I certainly wouldn't be, you know, putting it out. I mean, I think this is, if you want advice from the worst men in the world, then that you've come to the right place. If you want advice that you can action and build your life around, go elsewhere.
Yeah.
Just go elsewhere.
Like the paper or something.
It does still worry me that there is a risk of people out there listening to what we say. It does petrify me.
Say that, but then, I mean, we have given some solid advice. Last week we told the snowboarder to set a trap. That was good advice. It was solid advice. Set a trap in the snow.
Yeah,
it's usually leave your bird. Yeah, I mean, that's...
you leave your bird, have a wank,
get a pregnant, wash your hands.
Pregnant.
I mean, yeah. From a legal perspective, it's amazing how quickly we do backtrack on the disclaimers every week.
Yeah, it reminds me of a very good old friend of mine. I'm still very good old and friends with. Always said, never make an important decision in your life until you've had a wank. And I think, do you know what? Think about that, kids.
There's your first piece of advice.
I mean, we could just finish. Could we
it's
just finish this week?
think about it, kids. Tell you what, a lot cleaner.
That's the greatest advice I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, do that on your next